Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you well know if you have been with us, as we make our way to Christmas, we are spending our time in the fourth chapter of the book of Galatians in verses 4 and 5, which says this: "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Thus far, we have established that God sent His Son at the perfect time. That is how verse 4 begins, "when the fullness of the time came." Today, we get to the heart of the passage, which is the heart of Christmas. And that is this glorious truth: God sent forth His Son. Since this is the core of the text, let us spend some time with it. And just before we get into the meaning of the Word of God, let's pull up for a moment so that I can share with you an overview of these verses. I feel this is the place for this overview. Notice as we proceed that we have before us the divinity of Christ, the humanity of Christ, and the righteousness of Christ. All of these working together, Christ's deity, Christ's humanity, and Christ's righteousness, make Jesus Christ perfectly qualified to be our Redeemer. That is how pastor and theologian John Stott puts it, and I love it. So let me point this out to you in the text itself. "God sent forth His Son" speaks to the divinity, or the deity of Christ. We will talk about this starting today. Then Paul says Jesus was born of a woman. This speaks to the humanity of Christ. And then Paul continues by saying Jesus was born under the law so that He might redeem those who were under the law. And this speaks to the perfect righteousness of Christ. That is, Jesus lived under God's law, and Jesus kept God's law perfectly. He is the only person who ever was righteous or ever will be righteous in and of Himself. Only Jesus is righteous. And as we shall see, Jesus is the one who makes righteous those who trust and believe in Him, those that receive the adoption as sons. So only Jesus kept God's law perfectly, and He kept the law perfectly on behalf of those who believe in Him, such that Christ gives His righteousness to Christian people. We will get to this as we proceed through Galatians 4 and verse 5. I hope you will see all of this when you read the text quietly and privately, and you concentrate on Galatians 4, 4 and 5. We have before us the divinity of Christ, the humanity of Christ, and the righteousness of Christ. And let's start with the divinity, or the deity, of Christ. To do this, I want you to highlight three words or phrases. And the truth is that once you have highlighted what I invite you to highlight, then the entire phrase, "God sent forth His Son," will be marked. Still, that's a good thing. Sometimes, often, the words and phrases in my Bible are underlined to the point that I have almost no words or phrases that are not highlighted. Couldn't we just highlight every word of Scripture? Certainly, we could. Anyway, first, please highlight in your Bible, God. And second, highlight His Son. God here refers to God the Father. This is God the Father. And His Son, notice the S in Son is capitalized, capital S-O-N. His Son is God the Father's Son. And we know this is Jesus Christ. As we have discussed before, God is one, existing in three persons. According to the Bible, there is only one God, and this one God exists in three persons. This is the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This is the three in one. The one whom God sends is His Son. Okay, hold this in your mind, because we are going to come back to the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. But third, highlight these words, sent forth. Paul writes, God sent forth His Son. In the Greek language, the words sent forth are one word, and that word is ex apostello. Ex apostello. Let's talk a little about this. As you hear me read this word, in the center of that word, you hear apostello. And as I say that, you can almost hear the word apostle. Apostello. Apostle. The word apostle is a word commonly used here on God Is. For example, we have the author of Galatians, the Apostle Paul. And as we have discussed thoroughly before, this word describes a person who has been sent with a commission to do something. We can say it is someone commissioned to a specific task. We should think of this as God sending His Son to serve as His delegate, His authorized representative. So the full authority of God the Father rests on and supports Jesus the Son, who is sent out on mission for God. Let me give you an analogy. Think of a political ruler, let's say a king, sending out an authorized representative. These are often known as ambassadors. The king identifies such a man to represent him. The king then gives that ambassador authority to speak for him, to vote for him like a delegate, and to represent him. The man is the king's envoy. And when the ambassador shows up for the gathering, the other people in the room know that whatever the ambassador says comes from the king. However the delegate votes is how the king would have voted had the king himself been in the room. The others recognize the full weight of authority of the king supporting the ambassador. Well, God the Father sent forth God the Son, Jesus Christ. The life and message of Jesus has within the full authority of God. In fact, the first three letters in apostello, A-P-O, means from. So the person sent is to represent the sender. The person sent is to represent the sender. God the Son, Jesus, was sent from God the Father. Jesus represents God the Father. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, we read this, Christ is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature. Hebrews 1, verse 3. And in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, we read, Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. That's Hebrews 3, verse 1, which declares Jesus is the apostle. That is, Christ was sent with a commission to do something. God gave Jesus His authority to represent Him in the world. Jesus is God's ambassador to the world. But you might ask, what about this prefix, ex? You said the word here is ex apostello. Yes, and that prefix, ex, means sent out from. God's Son was sent out from God the Father's heavenly presence. That is, Jesus left heaven and came to earth in the incarnation. Now, by this, we do not mean that Jesus was ever living outside of the presence of perfect union with God the Father. We only mean that for the period of his human life, God's Son was on earth, not in heaven. I hope this is helpful for you. I understand this may be a bit technical on a Tuesday, but very important as we interpret the meaning of God sent forth his Son. And as promised, let's return now to the nature of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. It is crucial that we know and remember this. Jesus is God. While we have here the description of Jesus being born a baby, Jesus becoming a man, we must never lose sight of the biblical fact that Jesus is God. He is God in human form. Another way to say this is that Jesus is equal with God, yet Jesus humbled himself to be subordinate to God while Christ lived as a man here on earth. Oh, you might think, this really is Technical Tuesday. And maybe we should use such a hashtag on this episode of the God Is podcast. Hashtag Technical Tuesday. By the way, if you do not know what a hashtag is, do not worry about it. I hardly know either, but some of you found this podcast that way. Hashtags can be used to draw people to certain podcasts. To say that Jesus is God, Jesus is equal with God, yet Jesus humbled himself to be subordinate to God while Christ lived as a man here on earth. Well, that definitely is theology, but it is very relevant to you. So we will talk more about this tomorrow. God sent forth his Son is the heart of Christmas. So join us tomorrow for more on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.